We're honored by the time you give us. Clay and I are honored that you you hang out with us every day. And everyone else listening to this, we feel the same way, honestly. I always say that our radio listeners are our extended family across the country. And certainly in this holiday season, we feel that way, too. And for any of you who aren't going to be able to make it to go see family, or if you're going to be spending some time over the next week or so where you're going to be working really hard, not able to see family as much as you want, just know we're always here for you. You always can tune in, always be a part of what we're talking about, what we're doing, and we are honored and thankful to have as many of you as we do that listen in every day all across the country. And I've got to think of some last-minute Christmas gift ideas for people out there. I get a lot of, hey, what do you think would be a great gift for Christmas? And I try to keep to myself that, at least in my own family, like I say, the adults, we don't even give each other gifts anymore. I know. That's, people are like, what? Why are you going Grinch at Christmas time? Like, it's about spending time together for us. But for the little, oh, man, I got to get some cool gifts to my little nephew. So I'm working on that. Working on that. All right, everybody. Appreciate you hanging, as always, here on Clay and Buck. Missed any part of the show? Please subscribe to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast. Also, in the new year, we're going to be launching an extended edition of the Buck Sexton Show podcast, a post show that I do. So please check that out. There's Rumble, rumble.com/Buck Sexton. Video going to be posted. Going to be doing guests there. So more and more content options for you. Like I say, Christmas comes early. We're going to be diving into it all tomorrow. We're going to have a fun show as well. We'll get through the news, but also just take your calls. A lot of calls tomorrow. Hear from you all across the country. Some of you can wish me an early happy birthday. Wish Carrie an early happy birthday. Baby Jesus an early happy birthday. You know, all the good stuff. Talk to you tomorrow, team.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Tired of overpaying woke wireless companies? How about this instead? Get talk, text, and blazing fast data for just $30 a month. You get this on the same network, the same towers, with the same coverage as the other guys, but for half the price. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hallelujah.
You can start saving today without having to sacrifice on coverage. How do I know? I'm a customer. Listen to all the benefits you get. A U.S.-based customer service team to make your switch even easier. You're supporting a veteran-owned business, and here's the best part. When you dial #250 today and say Clay and Buck, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and the good people at Pure Talk will get you switched over in as little as 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and make the switch to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
Kevin Wall.
Just ahead of the holidays, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the RJ, takes a look back at 2022 and ahead to 2023. Hope you'll join us on our Monday show.
Noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, listen up. the Mr. Pink here, inviting you to our Good Credit Sales event. Rates as low as 0%. Forget the Fed. Rates that are over 6? Forget about it. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram for 0% while it lasts. And for challenge credit, forget about it. I got programs for that too. Call me, 833-995-4908. Again, that's 833-995-4908. And don't forget to stop by 5050 West Sahara and say hi, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
The Paula Days are here. Now through December 31st, Paul Powell will be making wishes come true. Just follow the Paul Powell Law Firm on Facebook. Comment on the Daily Post what you want.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
You better get ready for an extra cold Christmas. Arctic air will blast much of the U.S. just before the holiday.
Forecasters are warning of treacherous holiday travel and life-threatening cold for big parts of the nation.
Below zero readings are likely and expected across the northern plains and portions of the upper Midwest. But even for locations down into the southeast, mid-Atlantic, temperatures dipping down into the single digits or teens.
National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor also says besides the Arctic blast, rain and snow are also in the forecast.
Potential there for some heavy rainfall across the eastern U.S. And on the colder side of the storm system, we're looking at a potential for a swath of locally heavy snowfall somewhere across the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, 2023 may be an off year for elections, but there's still going to be plenty of campaigning happening in the coming months. Here's a look ahead from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi are holding gubernatorial elections next year. We've seen the most action so far in Kentucky, with incumbent Democratic Governor Andy Beshear filing for re-election in hopes of a second term. A crowded GOP field has already formed, including Trump-endorsed Attorney General Daniel Cameron. State legislatures got a lot of attention this cycle. Regularly scheduled elections are taking place in Louisiana, Mississippi, New Jersey, and Virginia. The first general mayoral election is right around the corner, taking place on February 28th in Chicago. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Sam Bankman-Fried in a courthouse in the Bahamas, where he's expected to tell a judge he will not fight extradition to the U.S., where he faces multiple criminal and civil charges related to the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. The Dow is down 324 points and the Nasdaq off 186. More at townhall.com.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-7495. Vehicle Protection Plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-279-7495 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-279-7495. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-7495. Again, 800-279-7495.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, as the saying among sports bettors goes, for every bad beat, there's a miracle cover. And that's what happened for the Raiders bettors yesterday in a bizarre ending to Las Vegas' game against the Patriots. The Raiders' Chandler Jones snatched an errant lateral out of the air on the final play of the game to return it for a walk-off touchdown as the Raiders shocked the Patriots 30-24. The play bailed out the bettors who backed the Raiders and crushed the Las Vegas sportsbooks. The bizarre ending dealt a seven-figure loss to Caesars sportsbooks and was the biggest loss of the day at BetMGM and at Station Casinos. Overall, the underdogs went 6-0 against the spread in the morning games. The favorites went 3-0 and 1 in the afternoon. Well, the deal is pretty much done as the Nevada Gaming Commission has approved the licensing for the Hard Rock International to run the Mirage. Friday's special meeting was requested by Hard Rock officials due to today's scheduled closing of that billion-dollar sale, the Mirage, to the Florida-based Seminole Indian Tribe. Of course, they are the owners of the Hard Rock brand.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a crash on Interstate 15 northbound. It's consuming the left lane. In fact, the two left lanes. So you're going to want to stay to the right there. 15 northbound at Flamingo, and you're pretty much backed up all the way to the 215 interchange on Interstate 15 north right now.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, December 19th. As we inch ever closer to Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends, including the birthday boy, Andrew Paul. Andrew Paul turns what? What is he now? 40? 45? Whatever. But he's celebrating a birthday today, and I'm so pleased. We love him to death, and he's been a major part of this operation for so many years, and it's good to have him on board and good to celebrate his birthday. We're going to talk about Chandler Jones, and we're going to talk about the Raiders and that amazing finish. Just incredible. But first, we want to introduce you to a guy that's going to be taking a couple of weeks off, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Victor, were you watching the end of that Raiders game by chance?
I was not, but I heard the excitement was pretty incredible. So
that is amazing. You're absolutely
Why do you
certain.
Watch sports?
Well, because you got to play the games. You can talk all you want about it, but you got to eventually play the games. You're going to be off for a couple of weeks. We won't have you back on until I believe January 9th. So we're going to take care of a couple of different things, taking a look back to 2022 and looking ahead to 2023. Give me your impressions. I mean, you write about this stuff three times a week in the RJ, and you're all over the place in media. Can you talk a little bit about what 2022 was for you?
What it was for me? Well, I mean, politically, obviously, the elections were the big deal, and spent a lot of time talking about that. I think you'd have to say Republicans, underperformed. For me, the things that'll stand out, personally, are just things with my kids and my family and those experiences, because there's always something with the little ones running around. So. But it's been quite a year. I think you could also say it's the year we kind of all agreed to get back to normal. Democrats stopped pretending that we had to hide in our houses and have our faces behind masks, and even all this last push of like Fauci's retirement tour / cancel Christmas one more time. It's like, no one cares. We're done. And so I think that's, I think that's another thing that'll really stand out about the year is it's back to normal year. Like, this is what life was supposed to be like before the bureaucrats got in the way.
Have we come all the way back from that?
Well, I mean, there's just so many different ways of thinking about it. I mean, you look at the kids in school, and they certainly haven't come all the way back, and I'm not sure some of them will come all the way back compared to where they should be or could have been, and that's just an absolute tragedy. But I think other people, it's just, life is back to normal, and it seems, personally for me, it's like, yeah, that happened, and boy, that was weird, and that was a long time ago, but, there's not anything anymore that, I think about personally with COVID. It's like, maybe I'll get it at some point, maybe my kids will get it at some point, we'll probably get the flu at some point, if you're 85, like, probably still another concern, but I mean, not to be flippant about it, but, at some point in your life, everything's a concern. It's just that's kind of how life goes. And I don't know. So I think, yes, mostly I think it's kind of over and everyone's done and ready to forget about it.
Do you worry about you or your family members getting some form of Omicron, COVID, whatever, flu? Do you worry about that at all?
I mean, not in like some sort of like terminal, like, oh my word, we're going to die. I mean, I think the thing I worry about with the flu or the colds every year is, Lord, please may my wife and I not get sick at the same time. just let one of us get it, have it for a couple of days, and then recover. Anyway, that's like always my big fear with getting sick is, it's just how we're going to keep the kids alive while they're not feeling well.
I want to ask you.
No, I'm not concerned otherwise.
I want to ask you about something that I know you write about a lot about in the RJ, and that is education. In 2022, did we come any closer to turning this ship around, so to speak?
Well, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. Was it an improvement over, where we were at the end of 2020, or the start of 2021 when no one is in school? Yeah, that we are better than when we are not actually doing anything to educate kids. We're doing better than that. But are we better than we were 3 years ago? No. I mean, you look in state, you look nationally, and basically we've been sort of as a country making very slow progress in terms of reading and math, and it's just like over like 10-20 years, and it's just got wiped away. It's gone. We're back to where things were, 10-20 years ago, depending on the different subgroups. And so it's a tragedy. It's an absolute disaster. I don't think we should forget that it was obvious that you could keep the schools open. Europe was doing it. Even if you thought the folks down in Florida were crazy, people in Europe were doing it, right? Like, this is not some vast right-wing conspiracy place. This is they're in many ways more liberal than we are. They looked at the data and said, yeah, the kids got to go to school. And it was just really unconscionable what happened and what we did to kids, and I think they're going to be paying the price for decades to come.
In 2022, we were kind of an eyewitness to an invasion, obviously Ukraine is in our thoughts and prayers, and the people there, the Russians doing something that was at one point unthinkable under Donald Trump, yet it happened under Joe Biden. Your thoughts on what's going on over there? And we were told in the beginning it was going to be a long war, and it has been. Is it any closer to to ending that whole conflict?
Well, I think so. I think at some point there's kind of the compromise that, you know, but what's happening over there, I think, is they're basically at a stalemate and they're just kind of beating each other bloody. But they can't, you know, they like neither side can really gain on the other, you know, unless the U.S. just gets more involved or supplies some more aggressive weapon systems. But Zelensky can't, and so the compromise, the peace treaty, and you know, it's just it's hard to think about because you don't want to reward Putin for being a horrible person. But basically, what it looks like the end is going to be, and the White House has even kind of hinted at this, is that you know Russia will get what they took in 2014, or you know parts of that, and then Ukraine will, you know, get to keep everything else, and Russia will leave, and there'll be maybe some security agreements from the West or something. But Zelensky can't push this because it looks like he's capitulating to the Russians. And so what he needs is for Joe Biden to say, you know, look, we reached a stalemate. This is what's going to happen. And then Zelensky can go to his citizens and say, look, I don't want to do this, but we have to have the U.S.'s weapons in order to survive. And this is what they want. You know, and so it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you at some point someone has to be the bad guy and just say like, yeah, this is horrible, but we can't kick Russia out because they have nuclear weapons and we can't, you know, just do a full-on invasion with NATO. And so we're just going to kind of leave it here. And I think that's eventually where it kind of ends up at. But, you know, it's just a matter of how long, you know, how long until that happens. And it's really going to have to be led by the White House, I think.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He is a veteran. He has deployed. Are you surprised at how inept the Russians have been militarily? I just thought that they were a top five military power, maybe a top three military power in the world, and yet somebody like Ukraine is handling them, not easily, but is handling them.
Well, I mean, you have to that they are being supported by U.S. weapons, and that's not to diminish their bravery, which has been unbelievable, and their courage. It was a shock. I mean, Russia's incompetence, you know, you can just see the graft among the leadership there, where, you know, the money didn't go for the troops or the training. It went right into, you know, certain people's pockets, and it's showing, you know, it's showing. I think you can see kind of big picture that, you know, Russia is likely to become a vassal, basically, of China, you know, where you thought before, well, maybe there'll be a little more parity between those two. I mean, it looks like China's on the ascendance, and Russia, this is kind of a last gasp of a dying empire.
Wow. That's kind of scary. Putin supposedly fell down some stairs, but he's none the worse for wear. Does he survive this whole thing? I mean, is he going to be leader for life in Russia?
Well, I think he is, and I think part of it is I'm not sure how much life he has left in him. The illness seems to be pretty serious, and you know, so I think. You know, I don't think it's something where, you know, he gets deposed and has to leave. I think it's more he either dies naturally or perhaps, you know, perhaps he's helped along the way. But I don't think you're going to see a big, you know, my guess is it would just be that he hangs on. And I actually think his illness makes it more likely that he hangs on because, you know, why would you go through the hardship or the risk of a coup when it looks like he's dying and will be out of power, you know, shortly afterwards.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. Lots more to do. We got a busy show today as we count it down to Christmas right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, "Your best option is St. Jude." Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
We're taking a look back and a look ahead. 2022 is just about behind us. Victor Jakes is going to be off for a couple of weeks. He'll be back with us on January 9th, I believe. And it's good that he gets some time away. Victor, let me ask you, 2022, I was talking with Tommy White, the really one of the best guests we have along with you and maybe a handful of others, that are just really good people and are great guests, and they're very, very knowledgeable. But he is, of course, the head of Labor's Union Local 872. And we got word, in fact, he announced it on this show on Friday, that he is going to, or he's 90% sure he's running for mayor of Las Vegas. First of all, does that surprise you? And could there be a labor candidate? Essentially, it might be Tommy White with the other labor unions, culinary, and everybody go,